like hell on earth, but you're here. You're still here. And the dark clouds seem together, and your hopes and dreams are shattered, but you're here. Yes, you're here. So let me encourage you, lift up your head. Hey, lift up your voice. Be glad. Be glad. So lift up your head. Oh, lift up your voice. Be glad.
It up. Phone lines are open. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Lady Diva here on air. All right. Cleveland, P. Jones, are you with me?
I am right here with you.
All right. That is the sound. You're going to be right there. That is an inspirational song. My, that's a lot
Thank
of
you.
Energy. What is the
Thank
story
so
behind
much.
That track?
Wow, the story behind that track, first of all, thank you for allowing me to be on the show with you, so thank you so much. Story behind that song is, my sister had a stroke a couple of months ago, and, we were really tight. It's just I just grew up with my sister and myself and my mom, just the three of us, and we were really tight, we're tight-knit, and just the thought of anything happening to her, losing her, was just devastating to me, so... I was just there. I want her to know that even if we were living in two different states or just in two different places, that I couldn't be there all the time. But I did take a lot of trips to South Carolina, where I'm at originally from, to see her and check on her as a big brother. It was about her, just letting her know that, through it all, it was a tough time for her, and she's definitely on the mend right now, thankfully. Thank God she's in a better place. But it was just a situation where I was devastated, and I'm thinking, okay, what is the best way that you can pour in? And even though she knew I loved her and that I would be there for her, what could I do to offer something more that could not just encourage her, but to others And yeah. So I literally just, I wrote that song, Be Right There. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, we're going through some dark times, and a lot of people are encouraged by songs like yours. By the way, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, Atlanta, Atlanta fans. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm number one down there.
Awesome.
All right.
That's beautiful.
So that first track played, Be Right There. Did that song come out in 2020, right?
Yeah, September 2020.
Mm-hmm. All right. So tell the fans out there where they can find that track online at.
Sure. You can definitely find it on iTunes, Amazon Music as well. So pretty much on all the platforms, Spotify, you can totally stream it and add it to your playlist as well. So it's pretty much on all the platforms that are out there. So any digital, you can just put in Cleveland P. Jones, or remember, put the P in the middle, you know, Cleveland P. Jones, and Be Right There, and you'll see me with that song specifically, and of course all my other things I've released in the past.
All right, and thank you for that information. Cleveland, tell us about your musical journey. What would you say to our listeners out there, curious listeners, about yourself? A brief story. What was your inspiration? What and whom inspired you? Is your parents musically talented like you? Go ahead.
I would say that the first and most important inspiration was definitely, and really still is, my mom. You know, she was, it was all about church. So we grew up, I grew up, you know, singing in church, and I was, you know, in the kids choir. Mom was, you know, of course, in the adult choir, and I just grew up, you know, living with her, hearing her sing around the house. You know, she played a lot of Betty Wright. We played gospel, but we played Betty Wright and a lot of stuff. Me and my sister knew a lot of best songs. We was just singing a whole lot of that. So, but first inspiration definitely is my mom and my grandfather. They were the main two that I knew to sing. Of course, listened to the radio, you know, falling in love with them. But my first, like, falling in love artist was, and I didn't know how it happened, it's just, I slipped up to be Anita Baker. Something about it was Anita Baker. She was the first, my first heart, love, anything she did, I try to mimic it. I just love this woman, and I still love her, and happy birthday to her. I think her birthday was yesterday.
Yes.
So happy birthday, Anita Baker. But definitely, Anita Baker was the first, like, I of course, grew to love so many different things, Aretha Franklin, you know, Donny Hathaway, Ray Charles, many gospel greats, but I can't lie and say and not tell you the truth. Anita Baker was the first one. My mother thought it was weird. She didn't understand. How did he end up like this? Like, so I don't know. I just heard, when I first heard, I think it was No One in the World is in Rapture and Sweet Love. I was like, what is going on? And Good Love. I was like, giving you the best that I got. I was done. I was like, okay. And I just gravitated specifically to whatever she would sing, and it just kind of started grooming my voice towards that. It's kind of weird, but that was my first muse as far as how to really pay attention to someone I really want to sing. Not say like her, but just something about her just really just did it for me. Yeah.
Wow, the universe has snatched you up and turned you around.
It did. It did. It really did. It really did. Yeah.
So as we move along, let's talk about The Kiss of Freedom, before I spin it. How did you come up with with J.D. Time Machine? Now, I didn't already have a couple of his artists on my platform with some singles. So do you have a story to tell?
I do. Well, first, I've known James for years. I've been doing demos for him. Back in the day, I've done demos for people that are big, you know, that are pretty major, that they didn't know it was me, but I was the one to demo songs for them. So it was always an honor to do that. So I was used to that. I always liked to kind of be, I was more of a shy type, you know? So it didn't make me feel like I need to be in the front. I didn't have to be like, well, why is it not me? I never had that mentality. It was just like, okay, hey, this is something. And it was also a source of, you know, money here, a little bit of money here and there. So when it came to Kiss of Freedom, it was a demo that I was literally singing that he sent to me. It had amazing, what's his name, Tim Owens. I know him as one of the background vocalists on their beautiful song, beautiful voice. I can't remember the lady's name. I will find it so that I mention her correctly. But then, of course, there was Yunam on, and Daryl Anders, I think, is so many amazing people. Michael Lonnie, who's one of the songwriters, along with JD, which is James Day. So many amazing people were a part of this thing. And then James told me that, well, JD told me that a lot of people from some of the people from Letticy's music camp and Snorky Puppy's music camp were also playing on the album. So it became this thing. So I was like, okay, great. But again, it was sent to me as a demo to sing for a bigger person, if you will, you know, for a major artist. And so I was like, okay, great. And so when I sent it to him, he said, okay, great. Could you take another take on it? Let me hear you sing another version of it. So I ended up doing like about three or four takes of the song. And was like, there's just no way possible that I can just give this to someone else who says, Cleveland, this has your name written all over it. I gotta, you know, push this with you. So I was totally shocked by that because that was not the original idea at all. But nonetheless, I'm grateful that he chose to keep what he heard, and here we are today.
Well, how about that? Wow!
Thanks for that
information. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was a demo that turned into something. Yeah.
Well, thanks to JD. James Day, all right now.
Thank you, James.
Okay.
Thank you, James.
All
Thank you, Michaelani.
Right.
Thank you, guys.
All right, so while we're going to shut our mouths, and how about I go ahead and spin the Keys of Freedom. You stay right there, Cleveland P. Jones. We'll be right back.
Absolutely.
Deeper waters than I ever dreamed I'd make it through. Till you gave me the kiss of freedom, filled me with the breath of life.
Yeah.
Cleveland P. Jones, the Kiss of Freedom.
Oh my gosh, I love that version.
Wow, that track woke me up. I sat straight up in my chair.
Awesome. I love that arrangement. Like, that's one of my favorites.
Yes, and you have such a strong voice. And
thank you.
Like, when you put that voice out there, I could feel myself singing just like it, but I can't sing. I mean, you have so much energy coming out of you. So while we're talking about this track here, go ahead and give your website information and how our curious listeners out there can follow up with you and the information about yourself and this new single, JD's Time Machine. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the main things for social media for me to find me would be with Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram would be just everything is going to be / Cleveland P. Jones. So don't forget the P in there. So it's C-L-E, V as in Victor, E, L as in Larry, A, N as in Nancy, D as in David, P as in Paul, J O N as in Nancy, E S as in Sam. So Cleveland P. Jones. So Facebook.com/ Cleveland P. Jones, Twitter.com/ Cleveland P. Jones, Instagram, same thing, Instagram.com/ Cleveland P. Jones. And also, just to see more about what I'm doing, upcoming events, and all this good stuff, I have a particular site which is more of an EPK, and it's titled Artist E Card. So it's ARTISTE as an egg, CARD, like a card, .com/ Cleveland P. Jones. So artistecard.com/ Cleveland P. Jones. So you see photos, news, upcoming things, my videos, everything is right there, bio. And you can contact me there too, it's even for booking. So all that's right there on that particular site, on the artistecard.com/ Cleveland P. Jones.
All right. Y'all heard it from Cleveland. All right.
Sure.
Thank you for that information. Wow.
Thank you.
Any future music projects you want to tease us about? Anything coming up?
Yes, actually, I do have a new single that will be coming out. But right now, of course, the focus is Kiss of Freedom with JD Time Machine.
Yeah.
And I'm going to definitely give that its momentum to grow. But after that, I do have a single. I won't even give the title of it, but it definitely is about self-love, about me loving myself, and hopefully inspires others. But, it'll be interpreted as you hear it. But it's a true love song to myself that I finally needed to write. So it's very personal and honest.
Wow.
And so it'll be coming out soon. But, you know, again, I'm going to give Kiss of Freedom its time to permeate the world, the universe. And then I'll be preparing myself for the single that I have, which is ready to go. But again, I'm going to hold off on it for a little bit until, you know, for a minute. Let Kiss of Freedom totally, you know, kiss the world, you know, for as long as it can. And then I'll prepare for it. So the good thing is I definitely have something awaiting after Kiss of Freedom. So, it'll keep the momentum moving on. And I'm so honored that JD did choose me to continue the torch for the song because, you know, it could have been different. So here we are. Yeah.
Wow. Man, when I heard it, I like, get down, JD. And your voice just stayed
it's
up
funky.
There. I'm like, wow. Yeah, it's
well,
funky.
Thank you.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. I love that. Like, I'm going to say this. When you just played that, I was like, what version is she playing? And then I heard, I was like, woo, that's my joint. That's my joint. I love that. I love it. I love it. It was just by, who? Do you know who? Yeah, okay. The point is, I love it. I'm grateful.
Well, thanks to Myron Ruffin.
That's who I was going to say. Myron.
Myron Ruffin.
Myron and I we haven't like talked face-to-face or anything like that or even via phone, but dude, amazing, amazing, amazing. Kudos, hats off. Stupendously amazing work you've done here. So, you made me was like, oh, yeah, this is the joint. Like that.
Yeah.
When I heard that, I was like, this is funkalicious. So,
Myron's the man.
Great job.
Myron's the man.
Yes, he is.
Yes. All right.
Absolutely.
Any upcoming scheduled events? Will you be doing any type of Facebook Live, any online performance or anything? Or
Well, of course, unfortunately, due to the pandemic, we are doing more of the, you know, the virtual stuff. So there is something coming up. I don't have an actual date yet, but I will, for those who do look into my my Instagram or Facebook, I will always keep you abreast of all those things coming up. So I don't have specific dates, but there are some virtual shows that are coming coming up, hopefully within a week or two, but I would definitely make sure that I announce it in, you know, within proper time for people to prepare for it. So
yeah.
But I'll keep, yeah, so I can't give you a date. I wish I could, but I don't. But, yeah, some things are definitely coming up, and I'm excited about it.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. What is the ultimate desire, Cleveland P. Jones, of what you want your fans and followers and curious listeners out there to get out of this new single, Kiss of Freedom?
Wow. Of all things, if you even listen to it, even the title alone, Kiss of Freedom, 2020, and even prior to 2020, I feel like we've been in a state of bondage, a state of sleep, to be honest. And I think that 2020 started doing what I would call the awakening for us to see things, whether we wanted to see it or not. And Kiss of Freedom, to me, is of course, written and penned by Makalani and JD, because I did not write the song, so let me be very honest and clear on that part. They just wrote a beautiful piece that totally expresses you know, what it's like now to get out of what you were in, because there's the line that says, what is it, about the cell, about being in a cell of my own, or being deprived from a kiss, or being deprived from touch. And here is this thing called freedom, Kiss of Freedom, where you get the opportunity to pretty much melt all of that stuff, all the inhibitions away, and be exactly who you are in your fullness and live it. And I, again, basing it back off of 2020, and seeing where we are now, because I do believe things are getting better. I'm definitely an optimist. So Kiss of Freedom to me is a wonderful anthem, honestly, to all of us just, hey, move, do everything you've always wanted to do. Stop asking permission. Stop from doing the comparison. Just do what's best for you, what works for you. And so I think that is what it is. It's opening the gate, the floodgates of just being exactly what it is you need to be, and self-acceptance, whatever it could be. Kiss of Freedom is what it is. Just to be all of it, everything you've ever wanted to be it, and do not let other people dictate to you that you cannot be, because that's not true. So it's a state of mind more so, and I think the Kiss of Freedom definitely nailed it, specifically lyrically, and I'm just glad that I was able to deliver it.
Wow. Well, you have the voice, the energy.
Thank you so much.
Inside of you, and it speaks for itself through your voice.
You're more than
welcome at this time to give a shout out to all the persons that have loved and supported you, the writing of your whole music journey, your music career, or the making of Kiss of Freedom. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, that list could be long, so I don't want to know, but I will do. I will give a couple shout outs to, of course, James Day, who is JD, Time Machine, Makalani, who's one of his partners. Songwriters, Linda Lou, she goes by Linda Lou, but she's Linda Tancrell, who's definitely a huge motivation to me, my mother and my sister. Let's see, I can just name so many people, Diana Nicole. I'm going to say even you, because you didn't have to reach out to me, giving me this opportunity. So thank you. So shout out to any and everybody who's just really invested in Algertha. Thank you so much for always being such a catalyst of hope and just pushing things forward. Roxanne Stout, so many I can name, but I'm going to leave it there. But just know I'm going to say everybody who has contributed to, whether it was monetarily, whether it was an encouraging word, any type of love you've given me, I thank you. I take that not for granted. And I'm excited to be a part of Kiss of Freedom with this amazing, illustrious team. Again, UNAM, Mr. Sanders, Tim Owens, again, Makalani, James Day, everybody who's been a part of this. Thank you so much. And I'm just honored to be a part of it. So, but the hugest shout out I'm going to have to give to Mr. James Day himself for just even choosing me to do this. So, James Day, I love you, and I appreciate you deeply. Thank you.
All right. So let's give everyone an applause. And if you want to... My pleasure, James P. Jones. And I want to thank you for taking out the time to participate and come on my platform. You're more than welcome to come back with your new music project. And more blessings.
Thank you so much.
Any words
thank
of encouragement, Cleveland P.
Absolutely. As I was kind of stating before, even with, again, kind of piggybacking off of what Kiss of Freedom kind of symbolizes, is that, listen, we don't have this, let's just say we don't, most of us, I would hope that most of us don't know when we're leaving this earth, and we all, but we all have an expiration date. And I'm just going to encourage you to really, really do every single thing that you've always wanted to do, and whatever you're holding, whatever your blocks are, that you're willing to release those blocks, face them, face the fears, because I'm telling you, do it scared. Hashtag do it anyway. Hashtag do it afraid, do it scared. Still do it. Do all of it, because you don't want to have, and mainly this is the thing, take no dream, please. This is a serious statement for me as well, as I say this to you. Take no dream to the graveyard, because there's so many amazing dreams that went to the graveyard because of early death or something, or people were afraid to release it. This is your chance now to release it. Every day is your new day to do it. So get out of your way, allow it, and let the universe do what it's going to do for you. And that's basically what it is, but take no dream to the graveyard.
Wow. Words of encouragement. Cleveland Pete Jones, everyone. Wow.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. I totally agree.
We sit on great things. We sit on great things, and we are afraid because of what we think someone else is going to say. And that stifles the process of the universe moving on our behalf. And we just got to get out of the way and just do it anyway and let them talk.
Yeah.
Just keep moving. Yeah.
Yes. Don't let other people take your power.
Mm-mm, at all, because they will snatch it and move with it, and if they see it as a weakness, they'll use it. But you get to change the narrative of that. So even if they did, you still can snatch it back, because that still belongs to you. That's always been your power, not theirs. So I'm that kind of thinker. I'm a different kind.
Well, I love it. I love it. Yeah. I would love to be around you to hear some of your wisdom.
And
your
we can do this every day. Because as I talk to you, I'm always talking to myself. Like, I'm always saying this, like my grandmother would say, God bless her soul, that she says, Cleveland, you know, when you're pointing a finger at somebody, because typically it's our index finger just pointing, and you got three fingers pointing back at you. She says, always remember that. When you point your finger back at someone, point you at someone, you got three pointing back at you. So what is your part of it? You know, whether it's a spirit of judgment, even if it's just mental judgment or you know, judgment without having to say a word, but still, can you start? You can start shifting, even allowing people to just be who they are, where they are in their lives.
Yeah.
We all have a journey. Keep stay on yours, stay on theirs, but don't stay in the corner though, because you stay in the corner, you don't move. I need you to get in your lane, but keep moving up. You know what I'm saying? So that was something I was speaking to earlier with a wonderful friend of mine about. Hey, I said, man, that's a sermon. I'm nobody's preacher. I said, but that's a sermon. I said, get out. I said, stay in your lane, but don't get in the corner. Because you get in the corner, you're going to stay stagnant. You don't move, but you still can get in your lane and keep moving.
Right.
It's okay. It's okay. Stop doing this perfection thing. You can be fine. You'll be fine.
I feel like that I was never the black sheep of my family. I've always kept it moving. I was always doing things, and people thought I was weird because I was doing
things
differently. And so, so the thing was, I mean, hey, the way I looked at it, love your life. Love who you are.
Absolutely.
And reach out and grab what is offered to you and take and work it. You know, no matter what are the folks behind you saying or whatever. I was the different kid. I was always out doing
things. Same here.
I couldn't be still for nothing. So,
but another little line of encouragement, though. A little line of encouragement about take what you can get. I think that's great, but also create what you can have instead of waiting for someone to give anything to you. That's another thing, and I totally get what you're saying. But also, like I'm not looking for the handout. I have to create this movement. I'm not, quote-unquote, I do feel like, and I'll say this much, and I've said this to a couple of artists. I said, I feel like I'm very major, but I'm just in an independent space. And but what I'm not waiting for is for the big record deal or for someone to come and sign and say, oh, my God, Cleveland, you've been here the whole time. The thing is, if I don't keep myself moving and motivated to do what I need to do, this is another encouragement thing for artists and any, not just musical artists, just anybody or any type of thing or field that you want to be in. Do not wait for someone to create this possibility for you. Now, mind you, when doors open, do walk through them if they're the right doors to walk through. You know, sometimes you walk through the wrong door, you find out, then you grow, okay? And that's the thing. Grow through it all. Whether you're growing through the bad door or when you enter the bad door, you learn the lesson and you're going to grow. And keep those things in mind and don't feel like you failed. this was intended to happen because this is supposed to be a part of your journey. And you're going to look back and say, oh, I remember when. And hopefully you get to catch the next young cat who's coming after you. They say, let me tell you what you can do. They'll go their path, but at least you got a chance to go through something to hopefully lift and encourage and hopefully protect someone from something that you already went through too that wasn't good for you. It's a cycle. It's a cycle.
Yeah.
So just be glad we're still here to even say something. You know, we're still here to even say hello. So I'm grateful just to be alive.
Right.
I'm here.
Right. Amen. Cleveland and P. Amen. Jones, everyone. You have any other information you want to give before we sign out?
You know what? Only information is if you want to connect with me, again, you have my Instagram. Everything is / Cleveland P. Jones. Just connect with me and in a respectful manner. You have to say that sometimes because you never know how people are going to come at you. Because I'm always going to be respectful to you. And just remember, just if anything, respect yourself. And I think that will trickle down to how you treat other people. So, so just reach out if you'd like. I would love to communicate with you. I'd love to talk to you. And see where this next movement goes. And again, I want to give a big shout out to you, Miss Brenda, for having this moment with me. So I don't take it for granted that you would even take this time. So again, my humblest thanks to you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're such a gentleman.
Thank you.
You're always welcome to come back. I would always remember
you.
I'm a friend.
Same here.
I'll follow you for life. Oh my goodness.
Same here.
Blessing today. And thank you for those words of encouragement, all the questions and the information given. All right, friends, look them up. Follow Cleveland P. Jones on all social media.
Take care, everybody out there, and be safe. Please stay safe. That's all.
And thank you all for supporting my broadcast here in Evansville, Indiana. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. Well, let's jazz it up. And I am playing Kiss of Freedom. Good day, everyone. Stay safe.
My heart's done.